Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about big and little. A couple of different concepts of big and little. Just number one, how big God is. How big God is, but also how interested he is in the little details of our lives. Sometimes it's these little details that just mean so much because it's just his way of showing us that he knows us, he understands, that he gets us to think about how big he is, but also to think about how interested he is in the small little details of our lives. And then my wife and I were talking recently about this concept. We first heard it at our local church. One of our pastors was talking about that in all businesses or organizations or church bodies or communities, as you get bigger, you also need to get smaller at the same time. This concept, we need both in our life. We need both growth and getting bigger and bigger, but we also need the ability to get smaller, to notice and to pay attention to the little things in our lives. The little things matter. Little things can make a big difference. Think about it. If you have a splinter in your finger or a little piece of food stuck in your tooth or an ingrown toenail, these little things affect your day. The little things really matter. And we can begin to imitate God in this, spending time with God, taking communion with him regularly. We see just how great he is, how big he is. We magnify him like we talk about. But also we can begin to imitate him in that just sometimes with the people in our life. It's those small little acts of love, where you're paying attention and you see the things that are going on in people's lives and you do something little. Sometimes it's just an encouraging word or something small that you do for somebody, some small act of kindness where you step into their world and do something nice for them. It can make all the difference. Sometimes it's the little details that matter. So we're going to get started with prayer and then we'll go through this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Our four fundamentals. Number one, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. But then we got to get positioned in that light. Every day, as time moves forward one more day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. It's something you have to do every day. You got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. And remember, it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into that light. We have to receive that forgiveness from God, His grace and love and forgiveness. Just think about this. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. It's to be abiding in Christ. It's to be abiding in Him. And God is love. To be in the light is to be in love. God is love. God is light. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. But we got to receive that love. Got to receive His love. One of the greatest expressions of faith, we receive all of this by faith. One of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise. One of the greatest keys to receiving it. But then it's got to flow through us. That forgiveness and love, it has to flow through us, which means we got to forgive ourselves. We got to love ourselves as God has loved us. And it's got to flow through us to other people. Will we walk in that same love and grace and forgiveness that God has given us? So sometimes thinking about the big and the little. Seeing the big picture of things, having that big picture understanding, but also paying attention, just like God does for us, to the little details in other people's lives. As you get more present in your day, one of the things that happens is your awareness of what's going on around you with the people around you. This is where it takes knowing people. I believe as you pay attention to the little details of people's lives, it helps you to know them much better. And I believe as we see God paying attention to the little details in our lives, it just confirms for us, it reassures for us how much God knows us. And it gives us the opportunity to know His heart that much better. When we see Him coming through in the little things in our lives, it gives us the opportunity to just to know His goodness, to know His kindness, His goodness, His character, His love, to receive that from Him and just start praising Him and thanking Him for it. As you see Him coming through, the big picture in your life, He's moving you forward from year to year, decade to decade, glory to glory, grace upon grace, but then also paired with the little things just helps you to know His love for you that much more. Then our second fundamental, magnifying the light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. God, we got to get positioned in that light, number one. That's our first fundamental. Number two, we got to magnify that light. Every day we're all magnifying something. All based on what we are thinking about, meditating on, speaking about, rolling over in our minds consistently. And we can either be magnifying God, His greatness, how big He is, how much He's interested in the little details of our lives. We can be magnifying His word and His steadfast, unfailing love. We can be magnifying His promises, His faithfulness, that He's always on time, that He always fulfills all of His promises, that all of the promises in Christ are yes and amen. We can be magnifying these things and thinking about them and rolling them over in our minds and rehearsing them and talking about them consistently all day long. To stay positioned in forgiveness, to stay positioned in love and gratitude and praise, and to keep magnifying that light, to keep thinking about it all day long. And it begins to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And that faith on the inside of you begins to rise up, and it just urges you and compels you to take action on the things that you know to do. But God does give us the option. We could be positioned in darkness. We can choose to magnify darkness by venting and complaining about the problems, rolling the problems over and over and over and over and over again in our minds. And I'm sure you've experienced this, where you have some problem or issue, and the more you think about it, the more it grows bigger on the inside of you. You can feel that pressure increasing on the inside. And the reality is, the more you think about it and talk about it and toil over it in your mind, actually, the further away you're getting from the solution. Because you're magnifying darkness and you're getting further and further away from the solution. So remember this, whatever you magnify begins to magnetize. Whatever you magnify begins to magnetize, and it pulls more of whatever you are focused on into your life. You focus on the light and God's greatness, his goodness, his love, his faithfulness. You're going to see more of that coming into your life. You start paying attention, start praising him and thanking him for all the little things that he does in your life. You're going to see more and more of them. But on the other side, you magnify darkness. You're going to pull more and more of that. The more you look for it, the more you're going to see it. The more you find things wrong, the more things you're going to find that are wrong. God gives us the choice. And it's important that we get good at recognizing the symptoms of this. When we're magnifying light, we're positioned in thanksgiving and praise and love and forgiveness, and everything feels free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels begin to rise up. The peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow, and it guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow and equips you and empowers you to do things in God's strength rather than your own. When we're magnifying darkness, it feels heavy, a lot of pressure, feels oppressive, like there's no way out, feels confusing, like you don't know which way to go, you don't know what to do. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety and the dread of the future, the frustration and disappointment, insecurity. All those are cues, all those are symptoms that we're focused on the wrong thing. But the good news is it only takes 1 second to change your focus. 1 second to change your focus and turn it back around, start magnifying that light again. This is a practice. This is a skill we develop. This is a practice that we grow better and better at. And I believe the more consistent we get at sustaining our focus on the light, you say sustaining our focus on love, light and love are one and the same. The more we get consistent at sustaining that positioning, the stronger it grows, the bigger it grows. And like I said, this amazing thing happens. This faith begins to rise up in you and it begins to compel you to take action. It's like your actions get changed from the inside out. Which leads us to our third fundamental, doing the things that you know to do today. When you're in the light, you can see. You can know what to do today. What are the things that you know to do today? There might be some little things. As you get more present in your day, you start magnifying the light. One of the things that's going to happen is your levels of presence are going to increase. And all of a sudden, you're going to see all these little things that you can do to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to other people in your life. What do you know to do today? And taking action on those things, trusting and relying on God's grace and equipping and anointing to empower you to do those things. Jesus says, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. When we begin to magnify that light, it leads to this place of rest in our mind. We begin to rest and God begins to work through us. And allowing him to go to work. Taking action on those things. He just needs us to have the willingness to get started and just start taking action. That becomes your plan for today. What do you know to do? Not the things you're unclear of or uncertain on. What do you know to do today? As you go through those first three fundamentals, you get positioned in the light, You begin to magnify that light. You pay attention to how you're feeling on the inside. You begin to do the things that you know to do. All these things that have been piling up begin to get cleared out. And all of a sudden, your clarity begins to greatly increase. And your ability to hear God's leading and direction and voice in your life begin to greatly increase, like tuning a radio receiver. And then staying tuned in, our fourth fundamental, staying tuned in throughout the day for his leading and direction. Every day, he's trying to lead us one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. We've got to stay tuned into his voice. One of the best things you can do, I think, each day, taking a few minutes to get still and just ask this question: God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? Just get still and listen. Whatever comes to mind, begin to write it down. Begin to record your journey with God. We're going to take communion over this today. I don't have a lot of scriptures for you today, up on the screen at least. But I want you to be meditating on the greatness of God, both how big he is, but also how interested he is, how faithful he is in the little things of our lives. It's truly amazing to me to think about. As we take communion today, it's going to be a point of receiving that from him, just gratitude to him for that, and asking for his help to make us more like him, to help us have a bigger vision and perspective, but also to do a better job in our lives, paying attention to the little things. Because sometimes it's those little things that mean so much to the people around us. So, Father, we're just so thankful for you. You are great. We thank you for how great you are, but also how faithful you are in the little things in our lives. It just helps us to know you better and to know your heart. We're asking for your help today to help us to grow both bigger and smaller at the same time. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." The cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus, so we could be right with God. We could have the cup of his blessing. By his one sacrifice, he makes us righteous and perfect and holy, and we can approach God with freedom and confidence. We have this new covenant with God where God is with us and for us. We have a covenant of love and peace with him. Father, we're just so thankful for this bread and what it represents, and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." So that forgiveness of sins brings us into the light. Have this covenant relationship with God. We can know him. Father, we're just so thankful for you in our lives. Thank you for this cup and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Our four fundamentals. Let's get positioned in the light today. Magnify that light and pay attention to the symptoms. If you're ever off track, spin it right back around quickly. Do the things that you know to do today. Take action on them. get started trusting and relying on God to flow through you, doing it together with God in partnership with Him, staying tuned in for His leading and direction today. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center.com.